You feel like you're better prepared to kind of handle some of those things that came your way last year?
I think so. I mean, it's a great big jigsaw puzzle. Mm-hmm. And for it to be completed, a lot of things have to fall into place if you want the picture to look like you want it to look or you expect it to look. And some guys that are young, that they have to really grow up from year one to year two. You know, there's some guys that have to be able to learn the system right away that you're expecting them to. You don't have 2 years for those guys to figure it out. You know, we want to win next year in a big way and win it all. So, you know, I do feel pretty good about our depth. I mean, like right now, like I said to you guys the other day, you know, there's little things that, you know, fall in my lap every day, and I'll watch the film and I'll look at it and see if things line up, you know, in a bunch of different ways, and see if it makes sense from a financial standpoint, from a roster mechanic standpoint, from you know, at certain position groups, you don't want to have a bunch of guys that are contracts are up next year and they're experienced and all that, but they're all gone. Like, then you don't have one guy that's young coming up the ranks that's going to be there next year that knows the system. So it's a constant, like, every day you go and look at that. I look at my depth chart. I had one of my assistants yesterday take a picture of it, you know, and send it to me down here just so I could look at it when there were some points in the meeting that I was fading, you know. but it's something that, like I've said from the beginning, the depth chart is a living and breathing organism. And it's, you know, not to be corny, but it's like, sometimes you're like Mr. Miyagi, you know, pruning the bonsai tree, and that's, you're always trying to make that back end better than the rest of the league, because those are the guys you're going to be playing with, the Derrick Rogers, those are guys, the Pendletons. You're going to have to rely on those guys that you picked up mid-season, or that were on your practice squad, you know, even Sheldon Price. We have, possibly the going to 10 roster practice squad spots, you know, those types of things could help. Because with all the injuries, you have to have some viable guys on that practice roster that can actually help you win games. But it's tough in a sense, too, is you want that to be a spot for where you're developing players, where you're possibly redshirting some guys that aren't ready. But in another year, they're going to be ready. So it's always something you're always trying to prune and snip and trying to really make sure you groom it to where it could be the best possible roster once you hit that 53 in August.
I feel like that those two acquisitions you made, how much does that help your run defense in particular?
I think it's going to be a tremendous help. You know, you always hear from the defensive coaches, you know, you've got to be strong up the middle. And we need better nose guard play. There's no doubt about it. You know, Chappie knows this is a big year for him. He has all the ability to be a very good nose tackle in this league. He's made strides. Everyone's got to be playing on a championship level this year for us to win it. We can't just have guys that are adequate or just solid.
Yeah.
We're not looking for that. We need guys that bring a certain amount of greatness to their position, and then at least the arrows up. So, you know, DeQuell, I think, adds an element of that veteran presence, that catalyst kind of player that can help, you know, bring that defense together, because he's going to have respect. He's been in this league a long time. And just from being around him, I think it's going to help elevate a lot of people's play around him. We already have great leaders on our defense, but we lost one in Antoine. So, you know, other guys are going to have to step up. And then once you lose, you know, a veteran presence, then those other younger guys might feel more comfortable to open their mouth now. You know, where sometimes it's out of respect that even a guy has leadership qualities, he's not going to feel comfortable saying anything out of respect for that older guy that's there, even though he's got something on his heart that he wants to say. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see in that respect who steps up as leaders at each position group this year. And we infused a couple, you know, with, you know, Hakeem, he's a veteran. You know, DeQuell, like we said. And then Art, you know, Arthur Jones is, I think, is going to add a great dimension as well, because he just, every down, brings it and is so hardworking and is all about the team. So I think a lot of that will be by example, but he's been to Mountaintop. He's won the Super Bowl. So it's just good to have guys and bringing guys in. And then on the flip side of that, you know, DeQuell's never been to a playoff game. So you know he's going to be driven. So it's just as general manager and just from my vantage point, you look at things through a lot different lens than anyone else, because you're always you got to prepare for the now because you want to win it now. But if you're not looking ahead even 2-3 years, you're gonna be one of those teams that all of a sudden, you know, the whole thing's blown up and you're starting from scratch again. You want to, and when I took this thing and Chuck and I you know, discussed all the time, is sustained success, you've got to always be looking towards the future. You know, it's a delicate balance because we have Andrew, and we want to win now, but you also don't want to have the cover bear for him in 2 years. So that's, we make all these decisions with that in mind. You know, I felt like DeQuell was the best inside backer in free agency, and he wasn't even a UFA. He was a guy that got cut, so he fell in our lap. You know, the interior, you know, if, you know, we looked at every center. We looked at all the guards. Didn't like anybody. You know, Costa's a guy we
like.
That's
what I always go back to, like, you know what's out there. Yeah. Just like the fans know what's out there.
So. Right, and the fans, I think, you know.
I'm saying you made a judgment based on.
Right, it's based off there. It's based off our facts, which is the tape. And then I have a great, you know, Andrew Berry, Kevin Rogers, you know, Jimmy Ray, you know, those guys are not yes men. They all, and I love, and I foster that because I got to where I was because I had an opinion, and I need that. And those guys are great because they give me perspective every day. And we looked at all the centers, all the guards, and we feel like, you know, even a guy like Lance Lewis, you know, I feel like he's better than those guys that are out there right now. You know, and he was a guy that, you know, 2 years ago was starting for the Bears, and we're watching, you know, Tom Telesco and I are watching the Bears when we're preparing for him, we're watching a film, and I'm like, who's at 60? It's like, oh, Lance Luke. I look him up in the system. The guy ran 4.72 at 3.09 coming out of San Diego State. And I think we even had 4.68 on him. He's faster than some of the receivers that are going the second round this year. So you know, and we're watching that, we're saying, well, in free agency, this guy's gonna break the bank because he's a heck of a player. He's the best player in their line. And he gets his knee blown out. Things change. So we stayed on him all year. Knee's well now. We have him here for 2 years. And, you know, hopefully he gets back to that level of play of being a very good starter. So he's 324 pounds. He's played some games even at tackle for the Bears. So he's a guy that's completely off the radar that we're optimistic about. You know, Donald Thomas, obviously, can play. He's coming off a serious injury, but we know he can play. Hugh, you know, that kid went in there last year against Justin Smith. You know, I think one of the best, not the best, you know, three techniques in the league. He's a darn grizzly bear. And those two guys were – the thing about Hugh, which is encouraging, is even though – he doesn't have the experience, or he had some mental mistakes and some things as a rookie. He can match up physically with about anyone, and that was like a heavyweight fight, him and Justin Smith, and he just battled physically with them, even though sometimes the technique wasn't there, sometimes he had a bust, but one-on-one, I know he can match up about anyone physically. So that's a great starting point for a young player because the mental stuff's going to come with repetition and with being in the book. Now it's a second year of Pep's system. You know, so we're hoping all those guys that got those, you know, the Montori Hughes, those guys that got a little burn, now it's time to take the next step. You know, Bjorn, you know, stay healthy. You know, he was starting to come on. Ricky Jean, you know, he had his moments. But now this year and LaRon, I mean, it's about consistency. And they all know it. And Chuck is transparent. I'm transparent with the expectations. Our owner has transparent expectations. And it's all out there. Like, we're not here to be mediocre or adequate. Everyone has to prepare like a champion.